All right, welcome back into another episode of the Fantasy Sports Rants podcast. It's your host, Chris Heil. We had some technical difficulties at the beginning of the show, but we are good. We are great. And we have an early morning show for you. That means if you are listening live, it is 8 a.m. on Tuesday. And we're getting this started. We're taking an early look at week 10. We're going to kind of do a quick recap of week 9 and what we kind of saw and maybe what to expect and put into week 10 for us. As always, you can find me on Twitter at TheGrizzlyBeard. And let's kind of get into those week 9 stats. For the QB production, nothing really too, in my opinion, too crazy. Matt Castle had a pretty good game, came in as a sixth quarterback overall. But really what we want to talk about is some of these elite players are starting to get back up there. Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, they're starting to put in these third and fourth most scored points in week 9 in fantasy. You can see guys that have been up and down. Jay Cutler is one of those guys. Just kind of doing that. And then you have guys like Blake Bortles still sitting at the top 10. And I still think he's going to sit there pretty much the rest of the season. He threw 40 times in the game on Sunday. So it's just one of those things. He's just going to continue to keep passing the ball. And so watch for the numbers to come. They're a team that really needs to, I would almost say, pass first to get the running game going. One other notable thing was that Ben Roethlisberger, of course, went down again. And so if you are an Antonio Brown owner, just look for your production to really go down. I think that Big Ben holds so much value towards them. Yes, I understand Landry Jones can only do so much, but I don't like him. I know he's got all these options in the offense. I just don't think he's got a chance to really do a whole lot. Looking at week 9, D'Angelo Williams was the star running back, but he also had 27 carries, so that certainly does help. Other guys that went down are guys like Deion Lewis, and that's huge. The Garrett Blunt is going to be a hot commodity now in fantasy, but I still think James White is maybe one of the next guys on the totem pole that you want to go after. Keep an eye out for who New England picks up this week or who they work out, different things like that. But really, as far as that, the players aren't too insanely crazy. James Starks finished as the number eight running back. He had 10 carries for 39 yards, but he comes up big in the passing game with 6 catches for 83 yards and a touchdown. James Starks is an absolute must-own in PPR leagues. I'm sure he's already been picked up, but he's one of those guys you want to trade for. This is the late in the season, and I know if you're listening to this podcast, you're either on the brink of getting in still, or you are absolutely dominating. And it's kind of funny because it's that time of the year where you're not talking to anyone that has a losing team. Most players have a pretty decent team wrapped up. Maybe they have one or two holes. But you're listening in so you can really get, especially this early in the morning, so you can get a leg up on your opponents. You want to be ahead of them. You're trying to do all you can. You're trying to impress friends, coworkers, whatever it may be. So if you're not listening to it, that means your team's most likely out. You're really just trying to, you're either playing DFS or maybe you're even playing Dynasty football. So, which I think is, it might even be more fun when you have like a losing team just because you're working off trades. For instance, I still have Wes Welker on a team. And so, of course, he got signed by the Rams yesterday. As soon as I got him, I tried to trade picks with him. I tried to get even like a third or fourth round pick out of him. It's just because he holds value to like those championship winning teams. And you're trying to still build a correct dynasty. So it's one of those things where I would rather have the draft pick than Wes Welker, who I think really isn't going to do anything in St. Louis. huge note from the week is Devontae Freeman came back to earth finally. He finished as the number 14th running back in standard leagues. Really just 12 carries, 12 yards. But what saved him was the receiving game. He had 8 catches, 67 yards, and a touchdown. Had he not had that, had he not had his touchdown, he would have just been blah. And it would have been a very non-productive game. Another guy that actually kind of showed his face, and I talked about James White, is Brandon Bolden of New England. He had one carry for 12 yards, but then had 3 receptions for 27. So these guys, I wish I had the answer for what was going to happen in New England. No one has that answer. And so it's honestly a crapshoot. And we'll quick on any wide receivers that kind of came out of the blue. One big guy is Sammy Watkins. Caught all 8 of his targets, 168 yards, and a touchdown. Notable thing about that is Buffalo only threw the ball 12 times. They threw the ball 12 times. Watkins caught all 8 of his passes. I like that. Percy Harvin's not around to take any of those away. Charles Clay really didn't do much of anything. And especially the offense is really just going to focus on the run. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe Buffalo became like the new Seattle, where they don't throw it a whole ton, but what they do when they do throw it, it is very productive. And so I like Buffalo, and I think they're going to be a very strong team even to go into the playoffs. Big week for them this week, and let's see what they're able to do. Dez Bryant finally back. I mean, he was back last week, but he is finally showing why he was paid all that money. He had a huge touchdown, caught 5 passes, over 100 yards, and he had Matt Castle as his quarterback. So only a couple more weeks till Tony Romo, and Dez Bryant's going to be going crazy for us. Now let's jump into what Week 10 has to offer. You're not listening in just to get the recap. You can do that yourself. So one of the big things to look at is, or especially I look at, is who has the good matchups. Tom Brady, for instance, is going against the Giants this week. Yes, it's at New York, but it's 25th ranked defense against quarterbacks. Tom Brady should have a good week. And so this is a DFS lineup I already built. So I usually on Monday night, I start building lineups just so I can kind of get an idea of what I'm looking at, where I like guys early. And that kind of gives you an idea for ownership percentages too. D'Angelo Williams having his monster game going against a terrible Cleveland defense. Cleveland's 28 best against running backs, so obviously fail there. Justin Forsett, 26 against Jacksonville. Again, looking very promising for this week. Allen Robinson going against one of the worst, the Baltimore defense, the 31st ranked defense against wide receivers. Carolina going against the Tennessee, which is the worst against offenses. So there's a lot of value this week, and there's, as I mentioned, a lot of these guys like D'Angelo Williams, Justin Forsett. These are guys that weren't really producing maybe a couple weeks ago, but now they're able to come in and really step in for your team. Some other notable guys are, like I mentioned, Blake Bortles going against a terrible Baltimore defense. Eli Manning going against a not-so-good Patriots. And Kirk Cousins going against New Orleans. So there is some good options there for this week. On to the running backs. Who's going to show up this week? Of course, Todd Gurley's been playing absolutely crazy. He's just going against the middle-of-the-road Chicago defense. I mentioned D'Angelo Williams. I mentioned Justin Forsett. DeMarco Murray going against a not good Miami defense. Giovanni Bernard going against a rough, or not actually a rough, they're okay, a Houston defense. Guys I don't really like this week, Marshawn Lynch going against the 6th ranked Arizona defense. Jonathan Stewart. As I mentioned, that I liked the defense. I don't like the running game here for Carolina. Latavius Murray going against Minnesota. He's going to struggle. And one other guy. How about Chris Johnson going against the second best run defense? Look for him to really dip in his value here. On to what we're going to do, wide receivers, tight ends, and we're going to wrap the podcast up. We try to make the podcast quick and fast each week. Again, my name is Chris Heil. You find the show on the Asylum Fantasy Sports Network each and every week, and you can follow me on Twitter at TheGrizzlyBeard. DeAndre Hopkins, gosh, he was on a bye week, so anyone that had him really had a struggle, maybe even had to take the hit last week. But he's coming back against a very stingy Cincinnati defense. They're ranked 6th against wide receivers. Allen Robinson, like I mentioned earlier, going to possibly have a good week. Odell Beckham going against the 30th ranked New England. Demaryius Thomas, I think this is going to be the week where the Patriots lost two games in a row, or not the Patriots, the Broncos lost two games in a row. Demaryius Thomas is going to come back huge. They play Kansas City, and Kansas City is the 32nd best against wide receivers. Look for Demaryius Thomas to have a monster game this week and really show up for the wide receivers. Other noticeable guys, Amari Cooper going against the 8th best against wide receivers. Alshon Jeffrey going against the 3rd best. Some of these big guys are going to struggle. And if you can, I know it sounds crazy, but trade someone like Jeffrey. Yes, he's been playing good. Yes, I still expect him to have a decent game. But trade him if you're on the fringe. If you're in, maybe if you need to absolutely win this week, you have no hope of going in or of getting in. Maybe you're, I don't know, 2-5. Trade him. See what you can do to try to get some players that are going to show up this week. Trade Alshon Jeffrey to the Allen Robinson owner, which I would actually prefer Allen Robinson rest of the year compared to Jeffrey, and see if he'll throw in something else. Maybe he'll throw in some random little piece for you. And that way you have a good chance of really coming out at the end of the season and having a good chance. As for the tight ends, Gronk's always going to be your number one guy, especially going against a bad, oh gosh, it's an awful Giants defense against tight ends. Greg Olsen going against having another great matchup here. Guys that aren't looking good for this week are Martellus Bennett going against 7th ranked against St. Louis, Ben Watson going against the 6th ranked Washington, Jimmy Graham 3rd ranked against tight end, so not a good matchup for him. And really, I've talked about Jimmy Graham multiple times. He's just not a good option anymore. Julius Thomas finally coming back, being healthy, and he's going against another tough defense. Eric Ebron, though, I think could be a bit of a little sleeper this week. He's going to hold really decent value at $5,300 on FanDuel. Look for him to have a decent play this week against number 23 against tight ends. So that's the whole podcast there. I want to thank you for listening into the Fantasy Sports Rants podcast. I know I made it quick. It's only like 15, 20 minutes long, but it's just enough for your morning commute, whatever it is, just to get you going in the morning. So thanks for listening in. Again, follow me on Twitter at TheGrizzlyBeard. And thank you to the Asylum Fantasy Sports Network for having the show each and every week. Goodbye.